There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program is upon you. We're thinking, we're acting, we're doing water, water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Remember that old expression? I don't even know where that came from.
Yeah,
you know, that was Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day. You know where that came from?
It was from some old poem about somebody on a ship. Because they were surrounded by water, but yeah. None to drink.
All right. So the water idea or the focus on water, the planet has, 70% water on its surface? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
And under the circumstances, when we get to this time of the year, there is a lot of agitation that's created in the waters off the Caribbean. Or sometimes even the activity starts off the coast of Africa and moves across the Atlantic Ocean. And when we were kids, we never thought about, or at least I didn't, what was going on in Asia. Never thought about typhoons. I don't even think I ever heard of a typhoon till I went to college. But the typhoons are basically the same action in the Pacific, but there seem to be fewer of them, mostly because, what's the answer? Do you know? This is like a little quiz, a mini quiz. I'm quizzing my staff. Why is it that
I'll bet on global warming.
Well, the global warming scenario does change the typhoon activity as it does change the hurricane activity, at least one would think. But in reality, the waters of the Pacific are colder for a reason that I'm not sure of, frankly. The Pacific Ocean, maybe because it's bigger. If you go to the coast of California, compare that to the coast of New England, let's say, maybe even bring it down to the Delmarva, Washington, because I think if you look at a map, you'll see Los Angeles is probably on the same longitude as Raleigh, or maybe a little bit north of that. That's where there's equivalency. And so the water off of the coast of the East Coast is warmer there. The body of water maybe is... I don't know why. I'm not here to tell you why. I just know that because of the activity now this year in the southern Pacific, it's El Nino one year and La Nina the other year. One influences the weather to the east of there because the weather is obviously influenced by the temperature of the water. The activity above the water, the amount of water that's being evaporated in the system is consequential to the activity that happens on the surface of the ocean. It's pretty amazing when you get down. I mean, I was thinking of Katrina and what happened because that the hurricane was as destructive as it was. Why do they get to be so destructive? What happens? And most of it has to do with the temperature of the water and the water, what is being evaporated by the system that has been created by the power that is far greater than we are, if you believe in that sort of thing, and I do. So the system evaporates more water, plus the fact there's more, and that causes more activity in the atmosphere. Whatever is coming from the impact of the eastbound winds clashing with things that sometimes come up from the south, it really creates a heck of a noise. And that's what happened 10 years ago with Katrina. Katrina was an amazingly powerful storm, not unlike what happened with Sandy. Was that the same year? No, it was the year after that, I think, wasn't it? Sandy occurred, seemed to me, 8 years, or I want to say 8 or 9 years ago, but it may have been 10. That whole season was really obnoxious. You want to get, that's not a, there's no meteorological term for it. It was just wild, 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 wild weather. And as a result of that, you have these conditions that just bring about unbelievable damage. Look at what's happened in the wake of Katrina. Look at the typhoons this year as they struck China, the worst on record. And those records have been kept since the 1880s. The situation that brews and cooks this all up is just amazingly powerful. You think about tornadoes because they're so fierce and they're so fast. But imagine in the typhoons, the weather, the storm that's created because that activity continues for hundreds of miles. 100-mile tornado, basically, is what you're talking about with some of these typhoons. And there were four of them in China this year. So is it four times worse now than it was 10 years ago because of global warming? Nah, I don't think so. But there is a lot of stuff that gives people reason to talk and think about the extent of damage that can be caused by who we are, well, we call her Mother Nature. It's, again, it's a God force. It's not, these things are not coincidental. They happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Why did Katrina take place? Let's delve into that a little bit, how and why, with reporter Stephanie Kovac, who has done extensive research on Katrina, and it is the 10th anniversary of Katrina. So let's get to that in just a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Say 10,
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Be responsibly.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have Stephanie Kovac, who is an award-winning freelance journalist, respected in the industry as somebody who can do a lot of great reporting. So let's go back 10 years ago today, Stephanie. Where were you and what were you doing?
Well, believe it or not, 10 years ago, I was actually in Seattle wanting to very hard, trying very hard to find my way home.
Trying hard.
I was.
Go ahead.
I was not in New Orleans for Katrina. Mm-hmm. I got on the ground probably within 30 days.
Yeah. It was it took that long for things to straighten out. What do you remember about what you heard and what was being reported on this day 10 years ago?
I remember actually sitting in the Seattle airport and watching news reports, and I think the thing that I'll never forget is how I seemed to be the only one watching. I don't know, it was just that maybe I was just, Seattle itself is like a world away from the rest, especially coastal, you know, the coastal states, and
yeah.
It just didn't seem like everybody was, and maybe that was just my perception, but I just felt like, you know, it was, to me, it was my home, and it was, you know, under attack, if you will, and
right.
I was just really enamored by the fact that, you know, why was I the only one standing in front of TVs?
Well, I think the story of what happened is one thing, but what I find intriguing is what you have written about what has happened since then. There are a lot of bad hurricanes that have attacked this country, various places. That's just part of what we deal with as citizens of this country, and is what happens on planet Earth. But the stupidity that has followed, and this is my word, I'm not suggesting it's your word, but when I see the Army Corps of Engineers rebuild exactly what was there before that caused the problem, I just have to wonder about leadership, intelligence, all of those things that seem to me are completely lacking here. What's your view?
My view is your view. I mean, absolutely. I won't say that they've rebuilt exactly the way it was, but the problem remains. They've actually put in a nearly 2-mile-long stretch of wall that's 26 feet high. It's the largest structure they've ever built. The concrete walls are reinforced with 8 Eiffel Towers worth of steel. It's designed to stop a storm surge coming at New Orleans. The problem is it's stopping us. It's designed to stop a storm surge of a Category 3. It's not enough. And it's not enough, Doug, because there's no natural barrier left. That's the problem that we're having. I spent the last, you know, almost, well, actually, it's been in production for about 8 years, doing a documentary. Our documentary is called Lube Job. Basically, the reason we did the doc is because we wanted to answer the question after Katrina. How does a 28-foot storm surge travel 50 miles inland? And what we came up with in doing this film is that Katrina is going to be a small-scale scenario to what we're looking at in the next one. And the reason being is we have no natural barrier left to protect us. We're more vulnerable than ever. Louisiana, coastal Louisiana, is losing a football field of land every hour.
All right, think
every
about that.
Hour.
All right, hold on. Let's think about that for a second. That's what intrigued me. Stephanie writes, we're losing a football field of land down here every hour. If we do nothing, New Orleans becomes an island in the Gulf of Mexico. Think about that. And where is that? Where is all that going? Where is all of that land? Where is the loam and the gravel and the other things that are there? It's all going out to sea. And so there's nothing to build on. There's nothing to support. It's kind of not as bad as Venice, but you know, it's a pretty low-lying area, and there isn't much holding it up. I got to think that some of the oil and gas people would want to preserve it, though, and be putting some heat on. Yes.
You would think so, but that's exactly the reason that our film's titled what it is,
Lube Job. Yeah.
Because it's the, you know, the oil, you have to kind of, in order to understand what's happening in Louisiana, you have to understand two things. Number one, how our wetlands were formed. Our wetlands were formed from the Mississippi River. This is a natural process that's happened over centuries.
Yeah, I know. There's just so much to be learned. I'm going to send people to lubejobfilm.com. Stephanie Kovac on Good Day. Thank you.
The Cigna Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Was it last year at the Shatner affair that Wynonna was the entertainment? Was that last year?
That was last year. Yes, it was.
Wynonna. Who do we call her Wynonna or Wynonna?
We call her Wynonna.
Wynonna. So she and her mom, the country duo, the Judds,
are
reuniting to perform a series of shows in Las Vegas. The Venetian is where they're going to be, and they announced yesterday that Naomi Judd and her daughter Wynonna will perform 9 shows October 7th to the 24th at the Venetian. Now, I would bet that they could make this last. They could do, they're not as big a name, perhaps, as a draw in some circles as maybe Celine Dion or Cher or
in country music they are.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying.
In country music, the Judds.
They're not Elton John in general, but I think they've got a big name. I think they could draw a pretty big crowd.
This is what makes it special is that, you know, the Judds used to tour together and they were a really, really big deal. And then Naomi had a voice, like a polyp on her vocal cord.
Oh.
And so she had to quit the band. She couldn't tour with Wynonna anymore. So Wynonna had a pretty successful singles career, but she didn't do as well as she did with her mom. So
I found her quite appealing.
Oh, she was awesome. Very down to earth.
Yeah, I thought she's very, very approachable, which is smart for people in that. No matter what business you're in that touches the public, you need to be accessible, I think, anyway. So the two of them have had 5 Grammy Awards, sold 20 million albums, and their hits include Mama, He's Crazy, Why Not Me? Is that what this is? What's this you're playing in the background? Have Moisty! All right. So, this is for those of you who want a girls' night out. I think it would be, I could see lots of women in the audience for this. Yes?
Totally.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll be there.
Yeah. When is it? The October 7th or the 24th? I'm going to go to California that next weekend, so maybe
Let's go see the Judds in Vegas.
Let's go see them. Let's go surfing now, everybody. You think, how would they do? How would the Judds do doing Beach Boys? The
Judds, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be an album. How about that for an album? The Judds do the Beach Boys.
Or a movie if you catch them on the road.
Ah, yes. I got you, Biff. All right, so what else have you got for music from them, Kara? You can speak on the air if you'd like. It's very cool. Jennifer, what's this? Well, I know she's talking to people on the phone.
She's talking to people on the phone.
We have a multitude of things going on here, folks. What do you want? You can't possibly imagine us sitting still for all this time. We got action, things going on. And so now I'll trail off of the Judds in that announcement back to our 2020 News Quiz question. If you have not heard me asking this question, I'm asking about the fate of the IndyCar driver. What's his name and what's his fate? Struck by debris at the Pocono Raceway over the weekend. I believe this guy was an Englishman, was he not?
Originally? I don't know.
He lived in Denver, I know that, or in that area. And this was a very dangerous race. Got hit in the head by a piece of debris. Yep. All right, so anyway, tell us the story of this person, 888-302-3684, and we will take care of you nicely with some of the great stuff that comes from the folks at Cedarside. I had the occasion to be looking at some one-liners, which I do from time to time. These are thought-provoking one-liners. Support bacteria. They're the only culture some people have. But I'm a bum. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane.
That's true.
Ambition is a poor excuse for not having enough sense to be lazy. Yeah. Huh. I don't know that one. I don't like that one, frankly. So I'm going to stop doing this now because it's 28 past the hour and good day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
There's a certain time in a guy's life when his hair is really good, when it looks and feels the best it ever will. This is his hair prime, and many guys are wasting it by using the same type of shampoo their mom bought for them years ago. In order to help guys recognize and celebrate this crucial time, Axe Hair is urging guys to make the most of their hair prime now by using a shampoo that's specifically designed for men's hair care needs. Axe Hair teamed up with professional baseball player Matt Harvey to show guys across the country what it's like to live your hair prime to the fullest.
I wear a baseball cap every day, so my hair goes through a lot. When I'm off the field, I like to make sure I'm treating my hair right. With the help of Axe Hair, I'm able to have healthy, full hair that makes me look and feel great.
To live your hair prime to the fullest, visit local retailers for Axe Hair shampoos, each specifically designed for men and their different hair needs. Check out www.axe.us to learn more about the entire line of Axe Hair shampoos and other Axe Hair products.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Conversation about the information, top what's happening Wednesday, the 26th of August on the air. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. What's happening with you? Are you involved in technology? Are you thinking about what's happening in the news? What's happening with your family? How you're being entertained? All kinds of things are going on in people's minds. And so I try in this hour to zero in sometimes on two or three or four things rather than maybe a half a dozen or more. Depends on what's going on. What's going on today is the people are thinking about China, thinking about Asia, thinking about Europe, thinking about America in as or how it is that it affects their pocketbook. The Chinese tried to lower interest rates, therefore boost their economy. Didn't work. It may, in the long haul, or it may take effect better in 10 days, 2 weeks, that sort of thing. But again, this is just calm down. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay. Those stupidos at CNN that told you your 401k was circling the drain are morons. What makes me smarter than they are? I just don't, I feel that I'm not here to put you into a bad place. Have you think about the most negative consequence of whatever's going on, but rather the most positive consequence of what's going on. The most positive consequence is that it's a good time to get some extra cash to buy, especially if you're 10, 20, 30 years away from retirement and you've been fortunate enough to start a 401k. Buy, buy, buy. Buy. Now is the time to buy, buy, buy. The world is not going to fall apart, nor is the economic system going to fall apart. All right, so there. And that has put an end to your worry about everything, right? Fear be gone. All right? You feel better now?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I can do something to make you feel bad again then.
Oh, no.
A total of 11 Americans have gotten the plague since April.
What?
Three have died. The Center for Disease Control advising people, if you're out of doors in Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, New Mexico, or Oregon to wear long pants and sleeves because of this disease, which comes from fleas. And if you don't get it, 66 to 93% mortality rate, depending on the state you're in. Arizona, 2 died. California, 1 died. Colorado, 4 died. Georgia, 1 died. New Mexico, 2 died. Oregon, 1. So, sorry, misinformation. Those are people, those are the states where the cases have appeared, and those are the number of people who have the plague. 11 have it. 3 have died. The ages of those who died, 16, 52, and 79. 11 of the patients are male, and the median age is 52 for the people who have this disease. Now, is it that women are stronger than men? Their immune system is stronger? In most cases, yes, but that doesn't apply here because the activity rate of women going out into the woods and hunting and gaming and doing the sorts of things that people do in the summertime in the good weather is way outweighed by the number of men who do it. So that's one of the reasons. But women's immune system in general is stronger than men's, as is the case with women in many things. Many women are stronger in many different ways than are men. But for our purposes here, we're discussing the plague. You know what the plague really is? It is an attack on your immune system. And there are most other problems that you have. The immune system becomes inoperative because it's not strong enough to ward off things that get into your system that are part of the everyday environment. Everybody who has a dog or a cat is around fleas. Fleas are just part of it. And those, you know those little things, you hear the story about fruit flies, you know about fruit flies? Fruit flies are basically fleas that attack your fruit. So, all right, there's that information, medically speaking. The lady who became known as the Dust Lady after being captured on camera in the aftermath of September 11th in New York got cancer and died yesterday. She didn't get cancer yesterday. Marcy Borders, her name.
She was young, wasn't she?
42 years old. Wow. Bayonne, New Jersey. But who can forget that picture of her covered in dust after the situation on September 11th? She was right there. And because of all the things that she breathed, she got cancer and has finally succumbed to that. Marcy Borders, dead at the age of 42. All right, so talking about cancer, a lot of conversation always about breast cancer. Our own Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment to overview the latest prevention forbidden. He's the forbidden doctor, you know his story. So the forbidden formula to take care of breast cancer. Up next here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing Genucell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it, and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have Genucell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order Genucell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the buffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your Genucell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
43. After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Let's get started with the famous Forbidden Doctor podcast, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack and his wife Mary go through every week important information that is not available on the open market, shall we say, because although the info is there, there is not a way of supporting it because there's not a lot of money to be made in fixing people on the cheap, right, Jack?
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right.
That's they want the miracle pill.
Right, all right. So the miracle sometimes isn't a pill. Sometimes it's a thought, or sometimes it's something natural. So this week, the podcast focuses on breast cancer. You've been doing a couple of the series of these, cancer in general, but breast cancer, something Mary has a great deal of expertise on, right?
Oh, yes. As well, not just herself, but with several
sisters.
Patients.
Didn't she have sisters, too? I thought she told me.
She has sisters who have had problems with this, a grandmother who died of this, an aunt who died of this.
Yeah.
So this was one of her main focus.
All right. So what's the, you're not going to give it away because...
No, but I'll give you a free cheat sheet.
Okay,
breast cancers. Well, that comes along with listening to the podcast, Breast Cancer's Forbidden Prevention.
Okay.
At the end of it is a breast cancer cheat sheet for free. The basic information you need to know to prevent breast cancer. Not the Susan G. Komen stuff.
Nah, that's a lot of hype and foolishness.
But the real stuff. This is how you prevent breast cancer. It's absolutely free with the podcast, and the podcast, of course, is free.
All right. Scientists are trying to figure out how a gene glitch makes some people fat. This is a discovery that could open the door, so some scientists say, to a new approach to the problem of people being fat. Is this just so much hype? Is it diet? Is it exercise? And that's it? Fasting, juicing, detoxing?
Researchers learned a long time ago, if you actually find a cure for something and you publish it, then the funds for that research are no longer there because you've found out the answer.
Fix the problem.
But if you find another brick in the wall, well, here's a gene that causes fat. Well, what about the gene that makes us need oxygen?
Mm-hmm. No,
I mean, obviously, if you overdo the carbohydrates, your body is going to put on fat. That is the simple, basic physiology 101. You know, when they come out with stuff like that, I know they're looking for more research money. It's absolutely nonsense. We've got something like, 45,000 genes that they've identified so far. One thing that they do know that they haven't made all that public except through alternative news releases places, genes do not have to express themselves. Just because you have a gene for this or a gene for that, the thing that makes it express itself is the environmental factors that trigger that gene.
Yep.
And the most powerful environmental factor is nutrition. Mm-hmm. And when your nutrition lends towards weight gain, you are going to gain weight, yep, regardless of the gene.
Yep. All right. So let's say you've gained weight. You're not happy with your body. I think the first conversation you and I ever had any number of years ago had to do with your own detoxification and the stuff, the standard process stuff that you had me go on because you wanted, there's a detox routine. But I wondered, for the benefit of those listening, if you could explain the difference between fasting, juicing, and detoxing. Are they all one and the same, or are they necessary? Can you have one without the other?
Funny you should ask that. That's podcast number 15 of The Forbidden Doctor. I remember in my physiology classes back in school, we were taught by an East Indian, and if you could, you know, get through her accent, you could actually learn some really good stuff because she had recently arrived. And she said this. She said, any fasting that goes more than 3 days is now starvation. You can call it fasting all you want, but it's starvation because it takes 3 days to clean the sugar stores out of the liver, out of the muscles that your body depends upon when food sources are interrupted. You know, historically, that's the way we're genetically wired.
Yep.
So in 3 days, the glycogen is gone, and then your body will start eating itself in order to stay alive. She said, that's why you, in India, you never see these perpetual fasters who live longer than 35 or 40 years, no matter how pure their lifestyle is. Their hearts finally fail. Their kidneys fail. Their livers fail. Now, anytime, now, that's the fasting part. The detoxifying part's fascinating in and of itself, because anytime your food source is interrupted, when your hypothalamus has been trained every 5 hours or every 6 hours or whatever else you're going to eat something, and if that particular schedule is interrupted, the liver will go into a detoxification mode. Your liver, although we've identified over 600 different functions, those functions are primarily associated with either digesting food or detoxifying the blood. And any time the food cycle is interrupted to some degree, especially when we go to sleep at night, mm-hmm, it immediately starts detoxifying. So if you want to speed that up, if you want to assist it, that's where the juicing may come in. Mm-hmm. But the thing about juicing is people often will way overdo juicing. You never want to juice more than you would have eaten in a single meal, because that will just simply overwhelm the liver and overwhelm the digestive processes of the body. Mm-hmm. The body isn't designed to drink the juice from a dozen carrots. And all the other things that we would throw in there, most of that stuff will go right on through.
Okay. So speaking of drinking, there is I don't know whether it's a myth or it's not a myth, you ought to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Is it true or not? What's the science behind it?
Yeah, that comes out of the stuff back in World War II when they decided, here's the average man, here's the average woman, and this 8x8 thing is really mythic because does everybody wear a size 10 shoe? I mean, no. It's really kind of silly.
Yeah,
so I do, actually, Dr.
Then you drink 8 glasses of water a day.
Yeah, drinking 8 glasses, yeah. Right. The idea is to keep everything properly hydrated. It's in the news recently, and it keeps appearing because of all these kids that are starting to have elimination problems with their kidneys. I mean, teenagers showing up with kidney stones because they're getting too many soft drinks, not enough water.
Yep.
The best advice I've seen so far is between 1 to 1.5 ounces per pound of body weight. So, you know, if you weighed 200 pounds, let's say, you'd be drinking anywhere from 100 to 150 ounces of water a day.
Eight ounces in a glass?
Yes, 8 ounces in
a
glass
of water.
Well, 8 times 8 is 64,
yeah,
which was fine for the average sized woman, and they based on a woman, not a man, the average sized woman just after World War II.
Right. But we got a second or two here. There is water in fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
There it's in beer, tea, coffee, all that stuff. If you drink some of that, is any property in any of those drinks dehydrating?
Well, they all are, because they all contain substances the body has to get rid of.
Ah.
Now, caffeine is a diuretic, you know, if it's in a soft drink or coffee or tea.
Right.
But you drink a little water when you're through with your cup of coffee. But the big signal is, are you thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
Does your mouth feel dry? Are you thirsty? Are you looking for a source of water? That's when you need to drink.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, I mean, nature couldn't have done a better job than that.
All right. So...
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Who's president of the United States in 1985? It's
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis?
Yeah, we got to work on the power of love, Huey Lewis and the News. From Back to the Future, we were trying to get into this yesterday, and we probably didn't have any of the clips from the film. That has been corrected, Kara. What's the next one?
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Hey, keep rolling there. No, this sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity I need.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
How about that? What year? Yeah, it was. The song was number one this week in 1985, and the movie was as well. Back to the Future, with the two very memorable characters. Wouldn't you say, Chucker? Those two characters.
The movie's iconic, Doug.
Yeah, it really, really is. Chuck Curry is here. Movie news. We have movie music, part of Movie Moments. Movie news is up and coming, so stand by for that here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Jeffy posted,
"Finally got that promotion. Time to hashtag upgrade my car."
Congrats, Jeffy. You'll find the perfect upgrade at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. Like the Honda Accord, it's a 2015 IIHS top safety pick and comes with rearview camera and text message reader standard.
Great. I'll put it in my agenda. Hurry in to the Honda Summer Clearance Event for 0.9% APR financing on the 2015 Accord for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details. SMS compatible with select modes of Bluetooth. Your wireless carrier's rate plans apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi, Chucker. The field is yours. The floor is yours. The time is yours. You may do anything you want with the next 2 minutes of radio time. What an opportunity for you to showcase what you know. And I could keep talking, but then I'd use up all of his time.
Let's start with this, Doug, and you bounce off me. 20th Century Fox will start production on their newest Planet of the Apes movie. It's going to be titled War of the Planet of the Apes. It starts shooting later this year. The other two films in the reboot, Rise and Dawn, I thought were terrific movies. Look forward to this third installment in the franchise. Other news, how important is the international market? Well, Terminator Genesis, the latest Terminator film, which once again stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, did $27 million in its opening weekend when it opened here in the U.S. a month and a half ago. In China last week, in one day, it did $27 million.
So what does that tell you about the Chinese economy? Everybody's all worked up about the Chinese economy. They got enough money to go see Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They do. It tells you one thing. One, they have a lot of movie theaters there.
Yeah.
And there's certainly a big interest in all movies.
Right.
Although the box office, the way the box office take, usually overseas or here in the country, it's sort of like a 50-50 split. Theater gets 50%, studio gets 50%.
Right.
In China, they retain 75% of the ticket, and the studio only gets 25%. Still, there's more than enough money being made where it's a very viable market for the studios. One other thing, maybe you could comment on this, Doug. I hate to say something nasty, but after watching the trailer to the new film, A Walk in the Park, with Robert Redford and Nick Nolte, I have to say to myself, is that really the same Nick Nolte from The Prince of Tides in the 90s? I know the aging process isn't kind, but boy, Nick Nolte, who's one of my favorite actors, has aged
awful.
Pretty hard.
Well, I don't think Redford looks all that great either. He had a really bad face job.
He's 79, I believe. I think Redford looks quite good for 79, but Nolte has aged something fierce. And some TV news of interest. Fear the Walking Dead pulled in 10.1 million viewers Sunday night on AMC. That is a new record for a cable show premiere episode. No surprising, considering how popular the series with The Walking Dead is. This was highly anticipated. I liked it. It got mixed split reaction among fans on Facebook that I read, but critics seem to dig it, and I'm looking forward to further installments.
You gotta dig it. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.